It is 2:22.
When America's men and women come back from war, life is different and hard, and sometimes too hard. Each day in this country, about 22 veterans commit suicide. That staggering estimate has pushed one veterans group to tackle the issue head on.
Tom Tarantino is Chief Policy Officer for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He also served as an Army captain and joins us live to talk about this. Tom, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Is the number of suicide deaths among vets unprecedented?
It is certainly the highest it's ever been, but the number, the estimated number of 22 a day is actually considered to be a low figure because it's based on data from the Department of Veterans Affairs and estimated data from 16 other states, not all 50. And so while that is an alarming number, it is entirely possible the number is quite a bit higher. And that's why we are going to focus on this year. You know, Congress spent 2013 virtually doing nothing for veterans except for taking people's retirement benefits. We had a lot of missed opportunities with some very popular bipartisan provisions that just did not pass. And when we polled our members, just over 50% of our members don't believe that Congress or the president are doing anything to stop veteran suicide. And so this year we are going to propose legislation as well as some regulatory action by the president to help stop this.
What is driving the despair and desperation of these vets?
Well, and this is what's really important to understand. There is no one thing, and suicide in and of itself isn't the problem. It's the end result of a whole string of problems and a string of failures, not just with the military or the veteran system, but with society as a whole. We don't have enough mental health care providers. We don't have enough access to mental health care within the VA or the private sector. And frankly, we don't know how well any of the suicide prevention campaigns that we do in the VA or the DOD are working. They have over 900 programs for mental health and to prevent suicide, but they have no way of telling whether they're actually being effective. And so I think it's time that we look at the whole system, do a comprehensive, holistic approach to fixing these problems, and figure out if what we're doing is actually being effective.
Tom, you know better than I. Almost every lawmaker will tip their hat to the military, verbally honor vets. Are they putting their money where their mouths are?
Well, they certainly haven't in the last year. You know, we saw with the Murray Ryan budget proposal gutting retirement, which would have had a severe impact on the active duty force. There was a huge omnibus bill put forward to the Senate just a few weeks ago that had a lot of very non-controversial bipartisan provisions that failed. The Senate couldn't get this easy stuff passed. And so what we're seeing is that as the attention fades from the fact that we do have men and women at war, and we will for likely at least the next year, we also have a generation that are coming home from war and are going to need our support. And right now, Congress is starting to ignore it. And this is something we cannot let happen, or else we're at risk of losing another generation.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tom Tarantino, he is Chief Policy Officer for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.